Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing great. I know you are. Multiple hits in all three games this past weekend. You went a combined 7 for 13, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs. I had some great plays in the field. I have to imagine that has to be just a little bit more sweeter doing that against LSU. Obviously, you're a Louisiana guy, but winning and sweeping is great, but to do it against the Tigers makes it even more special.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely pretty cool. You know, I just give credit to the guys, the team, just for playing so hard. I thought we played really well all weekend. And, I was just super excited for us to go out there and play well. That's a really good team. They're going to win a lot of games. And, you know, they're going to get hot here really soon. And so, you know, it was definitely something that was extra sweet just kind of from being from Louisiana and playing them.
In the 14 games you played, Peyton, you're hitting a team high 364, 3 doubles, 4 home runs, 17 RBIs, which is, you know, of course, 9 of those 14 starts, and Dave Van Horn pointed this out, guys, have been against SEC opponents. And so you're actually hitting 382 with 8 RBIs over that stretch of SEC opponents. So it's really remarkable. I think Justin asked you this week, is that are you even a little surprised yourself to be, you know, to have been hurt and not been able to play those early games to come out so hot as you are?
I don't really try to focus on all that. I just try to go out there and, you know, swing at the right pitches and take quality at bats and make a hard contact and ultimately just doing whatever I can to help the team win. And, you know, that's kind of what since I've been back, that's all I've wanted to do is just put the team in the best position to win. And, you know, I felt like I've kind of done that, but it's been fun, man. I'm very grateful, very blessed, and thankful to be healthy and just to be out here with these guys again.
We're visiting with Peyton Stovall, brought to you by Homer's Ace Hardware, 3 locations, Searcy, Beebe, and Cabot. The other, you know, I was saying earlier, we're really blessed on our Morning Mayhem show to have you, Will McIntyre, and Hannah Gammel as our weekly calls. And I love what Will McIntyre did. I guess it was on Saturday. His name was not on the lineup card. And he walks by and he puts his name on there. And that guy just...
That was great.
Yeah.
What a great story.
That's going to be something we'll remember a long time. Just talk about Will and that kind of attitude he has and what he did this weekend.
Yeah, he's a he's just a very hard worker. He's actually, it's funny because like a bunch of people are like finding out that like he did that this weekend, but he's been doing that I think for like the past year. Like he'll go and pitch like 50 pitches on like Friday, and he even did it last year. Like the team that we had last year that was able to win a regular season championship, he would like just randomly go up there and write his name on the list after throwing 50 pitches Friday. And that's just the type of guy he is. You know, he just wants to win. And, you know, he loves those high pressure, high level situations, but, you know, he's worked so hard for everything and he's earned everything that he's ever gotten. And so, to have a guy like that in our bullpen, you know, with an experienced veteran guy, those younger guys can look at him and show like that's the way to do it and stuff. So it's been awesome to be able to have him, you know, this year and past couple of years.
Peyton, did you play with Cops, or was that
not
just before your freshman year?
Yeah, it was just before my freshman year. I played with my freshman year was with like Battles and Robert Moore and Hayden Wallace and them.
Okay. The only reason I say that is because the McIntyre kind of is serving the same. They're different pitchers, obviously, but McIntyre's kind of serving the same type of role where he can, you know, pitch a couple times on the weekend, and you know, they have different pitches. But I was curious if you played with him, if you knew. Or if you would compare them, but obviously you didn't. But moving forward, do you like leading off? I only played in high school, but I hated leading off. I preferred to be bat second, third, fifth, something like that. But it seems like you kind of relish that role.
Yeah, I definitely you know, kind of at first, I don't know if I was, like, super excited about it. Obviously, like, I don't care, like, where I hit, like, whatever's best for the team. But kind of as the season's gone on, like, I've just gotten more comfortable in it. And I've tried not to look at it as, like, a leadoff. Like, I've just tried to look at it as, like, you know, just another, like, person in order and, you know, just take the same at-bats. And so I think doing that, it's, like, helped me be, like, just more comfortable at the top and, you know, just seeing pitches, stuff like that, trying to get on base, do whatever I can to get it to our next guy, whether that's Vahiva or Ben or Kendall or whoever. But, yeah, kind of at first I was like, oh, like, I'm not, like, super comfortable with it, but I definitely feel like I embrace it and I enjoy it now, so.
So do you take a different approach if you're leading off or, say, you're hitting second or third?
Honestly, not really. You know, I love, you know, just kind of, I feel like sometimes the first pitch is the best pitch you're going to get. And, you know, kind of like Friday night when we were facing Holman, you know, swinging at that first pitch that I did, I probably wouldn't have gotten another, better pitch than that to hit all that bad. He's a really good pitcher and stuff, but I just try to, embrace that and, just try to stay as comfortable as possible. And just like, kind of like I said earlier, like quality at bats and, just trying to hit the ball hard.
We're visiting with Peyton Stovall. One of the things we discovered last week in talking with Will McIntyre, Peyton, that the pitching staff doesn't, you know, you were the guy who ordered the gorilla mask. You already had the gorilla doll, I guess, but you ordered the gorilla mask off of Amazon. And we were talking about, so well, does the pitching staff ever get to put that thing on, man? He said, no, man, it's just a hitter's deal. So I said, wait a minute. You guys go out there and dominate on the mound. We got to do something for the pitchers. I mean, how do you incorporate something for them?
I think a cowboy hat would be good.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. They definitely need to, you know, see. So, for like, we kind of, like, got together, like, the hitters and stuff. And, you know, the pitchers, they're all super close with us, too. So
they need to do their own thing.
Yeah, I must tell them they got to do their own thing.
Well, for that's obviously turned out to be a cool thing for those that missed it. You know, you guys, I think one of the coaches said, hey, we want some gorilla ball play today, and that's just extra base hits, doubles, triples, home runs, and those kind of things, and y'all have adopted the gorilla. And you guys, too, have been winning in different ways. I mean, you know, obviously you were down 4-1, and it's what Dave Van Horn loves about this team. You guys have been in every kind of situation and have found ways to get wins.
Yeah, I just think I know it's just a testament to this team. And, you know, I feel like we don't really get rattled. And, you know, if an offense goes in there and puts up like a 3 or 4 spot, I feel like our offense as a whole just doesn't, like, stress out or get timid or feel like we have to, like, punch back. We just kind of stay relaxed and have those quality at-bats. And I think also, too, like, our pitching staff with the success that they've had and how good those guys are, it's almost kind of like, you know, every now and then, it doesn't happen very much, but every now and then, like, when they do put up a 3 or 4 spot and we go down, we're like, all right, it's our time to pick up these guys. And so that's kind of the mentality that we've had, just picking each other up on the offensive side and the pitching side. And, you know, I think this team's close, and I think that's kind of why we've had some success this year.
You got Arkansas State tonight, 6 o'clock, Tuesday night game. Then, of course, you got Ole Miss coming up at Baum again this weekend. I mean, pretty darn cool to be able to get LSU and Ole Miss back-to-back at home.
Yeah, for sure. You know, two great teams. You know, obviously, rivalry and all that goes back a ways in all sports and stuff. So it's going to be fun. You know, the environment's going to be great again, and we're looking forward to it.
Justin, on your hate meter, LSU versus Ole Miss baseball, which do you hate worse, Justin?
Baseball-wise, yep. Probably 1-2.
Yeah. do you go yeah. LSU 1?
Unless you wanted to include Texas.
Okay.
That'd be the top three, probably.
I'm telling you, if you're a baseball fan and you get to see LSU and Ole Miss back-to-back at Baum, can't get much better than that. Well, Peyton, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for jumping on with us at game day. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next week after you beat those Rebels this weekend.
Guys, I appreciate it. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Hogs. Peyton Stovall. Thanks to Homer's. Homer's Ace Hardware. 3 locations. Cersei, BB, and Cabot. Thanks to Jay and Cindy Moore. Appreciate them. Yeah, he's been red hot.